Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And we got some, you're going to be glad you hung out with me because we got Gary Murphy back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Gary's been with us at least once before. He's a travel expert. He's the president of Brendan Worldwide Vacations. And he's a travel expert and also a travel agency expert. He's attending a conference. Very appropriate that we'd be talking about this today while he's attending a conference in Las Vegas on this very topic. So he's got the goods on how to help us maximize our travel experiences and our travel resources, dollars and time. Gary, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you.
It's good to have you back. What are you learning out there in Las Vegas at this conference?
Well, there's a lot of reinforcement of some of the trends that have been happening over the last 2 years. But the big point and big discussion point right now is, you know, where are we going? What's going to happen to the travel patterns of the U.S. public, and where are they going to buy their vacations?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot going on. You know, I mean, I'm here with 1,400 travel agents, and we spend a week together just going through what our business does, how to work better with each other. We work through the retail travel agency, and it's important that we're healthy, and it's important that they're healthy. And in these challenging times, it's hard to come up with that perfect sort of formula so everyone can make a buck.
Well, you know, just as a reminder to people, prior to, let's say, 10, 12, 15 years ago, a travel agency was a correct term, a very appropriate and intuitive term, because these folks worked with businesses, with individuals on going to see grandma or going to a business trip, renting a car, booking a hotel, a flight, whatever it may be, or a cruise as well. But today, after the way the internet's changed the world, the way the providers, the hospitality and the travel industries like aviation, that sort of thing, the way they've changed the way they do business, is really, I mean, if you guys were starting out from scratch right now, you'd really call yourself vacation agencies, wouldn't you?
Yes, they're focused mainly on leisure travel now, and it's mostly long haul. Travel agents aren't interested in booking that, you know, the Southwest flight from Los Angeles, Las Vegas, like they would have been, like you said, Jim, 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Today, they're looking for an average booking of really over $2,000, and that usually involves, you know, several hotel nights,
yep,
air transportation, and some sightseeing.
Mm-hmm.
Because the agent makes a commission off what they sell. And like companies like ours, we pay them a commission as a true agent to sell our product, but they go out and market the product. They go out and work, you know, face-to-face with the traveling public. They really earn that commission. And when we sell our product, if a consumer comes to us directly, they don't get any discount. You know, we really keep that price parity there.
Mm-hmm.
The agent, they earn their money, and they really do. They lower our transactional cost by being the intermediary between the consumer and us, the operator.
Right. And they do that, and as well as helping, if they're pros, they know where you should go and where you shouldn't go, and where you should stay and where you shouldn't stay, when to go and when not to go. And so they basically, you know, you're not really paying for the tickets through them as much as you are paying for their knowledge and your peace of mind and your happiness on your trip.
Well, there's a trust factor. You know, the pendulum swung greatly to the right when the internet came out and consumers had an ability now to the resource information, find out, you know, dealing directly with suppliers and purchasing that product directly.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a trust factor in there that no one really polices what information's on the internet. So I could put anything I wanted there. And unless you have a professional to really sort of navigate through all of that diatribe that's spread across the internet, mm-hmm. you can purchase something, and what you get is not what you expect. Mm-hmm. And that's what the travel agent does. They ensure that what you are buying is delivered to you. And so they have a trust. You can sit down in front of them and talk to them. You can call them on the phone, and they are that resource to sort of go through that small print right. and explain to you exactly what's happening.
How many agencies are there today compared to how many there were, say, 12 years ago?
Well, 12 years ago, there was around 38,000 travel agencies, and today there's less than 16,000.
Wow.
So
by a factor of 60%, basically, have been lost.
60% have been lost.
Primarily because of the internet. That's one big one. But also the way companies like yours and the airlines and others have done business. One of the things that I, in my experience, I don't like booking things. We book directly with airlines. We book directly with cars in our business travel, with car companies, the car rental companies. And we may shop online, but typically we don't use any of the classic online booking agencies. And in my experience, we've gotten better deals, and we've gotten more peace of mind of believing that we were going to get what we booked by going directly to the hotel, for example.
Well, you know what, the travel agent does a good job. As I say, just like what you just mentioned, go out onto the internet, find the best deal you can on, you know, what you're looking for, mm-hmm. and price it all together, and then call the travel agent
yeah.
and say, this is what I found. Is it real? Can you beat it? What should I be, you know, what are the mm-hmm. points I should be looking out for?
Right. Have I made a mistake here?
Yes, they walk you through it. The internet has really empowered the consumer to really, educate themselves on the destination they're going to, educate themselves on the ways to get to the destination and the different options of hotels and sightseeing programs.
Mm-hmm.
But the travel agent, is the one that's a professional that does this. Now, I mentioned they went from 38,000 down to 16,000. What's happened is the ones that are still in the business and who are successful in the business are a lot brighter
mm-hmm.
than the ones that were all in the business 15 years ago. I mean, they take this.
Well, what you got left are the true pros, not only being in what they do, but being business owners. They had to be pros of being business owners, or they wouldn't have made it, because they've been through some tough times. When we come back, I want Gary to talk to us about the future. Where's travel? Where's leisure going in the future? He's got some ideas on that. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Gary Murphy is our guest. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Gary Murphy, president of Brendan Worldwide Vacations. My website, folks, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out. Go there today and look at and see our new look, the new look and feel of our website. Check it out and let me know what you think. I think you'll like it at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Gary Murphy is, as I said, president of Brendan, Brendan, Worldwide Vacations. Gary, give us your website and tell us about what you guys do.
Brendan Vacations is, we're known as a wholesale tour operator. We have coaches going around Europe that if you wanted to travel around with a guide on a coach or through Australia or New Zealand or South America, we have that. We also package travel. So if you were to call your travel agency and say, I want to go through Australia, New Zealand, and I want to explore the country with sightseeing, and I want to be met at each airport with local guides, you know, that's what we do. We're mm-hmm. sort of an aggregator. We put all the different travel components together and deliver them in one price and guarantee that it's going to operate as you expect.
So should my audience, if they wanted something like that, and of course you mentioned Australia, but it could be Canada or you know, Panama, right? I mean, it's
we do Canada. We also do Central America. We focus on different parts of the world. We don't do really domestic United States other
right.
than the coaching.
Right.
But in our business called FIT, Foreign Independent Travel, if you really want to just sort of create your own itinerary, we do South America, we do Asia, South Pacific, and Europe. Those are our main destinations.
And so if somebody were interested in that, they'd tell their travel agent to ask for your packages, to consider a Brendan package?
Well, we have a website, brendanvacations.com, and we have specials on there, and the people can go on there and find it.
Can they buy direct from you?
Well, they can, but really our focus is in partnership with the retail travel agent.
Right.
They keep us in line, too.
I got you. All right. Gary, let's talk about the future. The recession, many smart people believe, which is not me, I'm not saying I do, I believe this, but the people who are projecting this are really smart. They're saying that we're actually, as of this moment, We're leaving the technical recession behind, heading off into the recovery, but this is going to be a slow recovery, isn't it, Gary?
Yes, it is. I'm at a conference, as mentioned earlier, Jim. It's called Virtuoso. It's a group of 366 agency owners, and they specialize in the high-end traffic. They really do luxury travel, the 4- and 5-star travel. And what came out of the conference yesterday, and there's a group that all the hotels in the world hired, and they're called Smith Travel Research.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're Cartier, you use these guys. If you're the Hilton hotel chain, you're using these guys. And what they're forecasting, it's really we're not going to see a real positive trend until 2011.
Mm-hmm.
So we've bottomed out right now. We're starting to see year over year sales better than the previous year. But we're really not going to start to see true gains, they're saying, until 2011. And a lot of people here have sort of resigned themselves that that's what we should expect.
Well, let's face it. A lot of what you do is discretionary income. There's not as much of that this year or next year.
Well, that's it. And there's a feeling that even if you're wealthy, if you have less money now than you had before, there's that feeling of, that confidence has been shaken,
mm-hmm.
and you're not spending the money like you have in the past on discretionary income. You're going to hold off buying, you may have held off on buying a new car, on those big purchase items, and travel is a big purchase item. The people are going to put it off. They're doing what we call stay vacations. They're,
mm-hmm.
they're staying closer to home. They may go drive in their car 3 hours away or take a short flight. Anything over 5 hours flying time has been hit most dramatically in this market today.
Yeah, and you're seeing that a lot of places. But here's the thing. Answer this question for me, Gary. If you have the financial ability and the interest, can you not get some deals right now?
Well,
I mean, aren't there some cruise deals that blows you away?
You know what? There was one of the speakers yesterday was talking about the fear of loss of the ability to take advantage of today's market. That a way of marketing right now is just to tell the public, these deals aren't coming around. The hotel industry has been hit, by around 30% drop in their occupancy. On top of that, around a 25% drop in their pricing. So as their occupancy keeps continuing to drop, the deals keep coming out.
Yeah.
And I have never seen deals like it are in the market today in the last 30 years. If you have some money, now is the time to travel.
I have some friends who, even as we speak, are in the Baltic seeing, the Scandinavian countries and a little bit of Russia, and their price was 50% of where it was, say, a year or so ago.
Well, there's two compounding factors there. There's the price drop and the dollar has strengthened year over year. So with the dollar 20% stronger than it was last year at this time, and with the pricing dropping 30% to 40%, that's where you're seeing the savings.
Mm-hmm.
And what's also interesting, we entered into this hotel last night. We're in the Bellagio Hotel, beautiful
mm-hmm.
hotel. The staff, probably around 200 or 300 of them, were out in front of the convention, the ballroom, clapping and welcoming us in because everyone realizes they need the
business.
They're
so glad you're there, yeah. I think a lot of small business owners are giving standing ovations to their customers, too, these days. Hey, Gary, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Jim, great talking to you.
Yeah, we'll see you next time. Gary Murphy, ladies and gentlemen, with Brendan Worldwide Vacations. Check them out. Ask for them when you talk about travel. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.